Hi, friends. Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today, I'm speaking to the woman who wishes she could rewrite a chapter in her story, the one carrying shame over her past, regret over her choices, or guilt she can't shake. Through redemptive stories in Scripture and timeless truths, this episode will remind you that with God, it's never too late to start again. Lamentations 3:23 tells us His mercies begin afresh each morning. Oh, how refreshing is that verse? Have you ever laid awake at night and thought, if I had just done things differently, if I could take that moment back, if I hadn't walked away? You're not alone. All of us at some point carry the sting of regret or the heaviness of shame. But Scripture is filled with women and men who failed and started again by grace. This episode is about what it means to begin again, with God's mercy, not our mess, defining the next chapter. Lamentations 3:22-23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Sister, God's mercy is new every morning. Not just once, not just for the worthy, but for you. Shame tells us you are a mistake. Grace says you are mine. Romans 8:1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. No condemnation doesn't mean no consequences, but it does mean no separation from the love of Christ. Sheila Wash shares, nothing you've ever done is so repulsive that God's grace cannot redeem it. These scriptures confirm that truth. So where are there do-overs in Scripture? Let's look at John 8:1 through 11 with the woman who was caught in adultery. Remember, she was dragged into public to be shamed and mocked and put to death. She was expecting to meet judgment, but instead she met mercy. Jesus told her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You see, what we find here is Jesus didn't just spare her. He restored her dignity. And then in Luke 22:54-62, and in John 21, we see Peter's denial. Here it was, a beloved friend of Jesus, a disciple, someone that sat under his teaching, denied him three times. And then we see he wept bitterly, expressing grief, regret, and failure. And what do we find, sister? Jesus later meets him by the fire and restores him with the word, with the question, "Do you love me?" Jesus didn't cancel Peter. We live in a cancel culture, and so we expect that a lot of the times. But that's not what Jesus did. He didn't cancel Peter. He called him forward. And then there's Rahab, the prostitute, found in Joshua 2 and also referenced in Matthew 1:5. She was a woman with a past, a woman who became part of the Messiah's family line, all by her actions, her obedience, and her faith to God. Grace doesn't erase your past. It redeems it into purpose. Christine Kane is one of my favorite Bible study authors. I love doing a lot of her studies with my small group. And she says, God can take the broken pieces of your life and build something more beautiful than you can imagine. Cling to that truth today. Understand what that means for you. So, what does it look like to start over again? It's not about trying harder. It's about trusting deeper. And understanding that confession is the invitation to cleansing, as we see in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. You see, sister, grace rewrites your name before it rewrites your story. You are no longer failure or too far gone. You are forgiven, beloved daughter. Let's look at some truth. Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. And 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Sisters, it is not too late. You are not too far gone. The enemy may whisper that your best days are behind you, but the Lord declares that He is doing a new thing, even now. You don't have to fix it all. You just have to fall into the arms of grace, because the God who raised the dead can resurrect what's been broken in your life too. Elizabeth Elliot said, "You are never beyond the reach of God's grace or the use of it." I think it would be important to all of us to live under that a little bit. The gospel is actually a book of the ultimate do-over. The cross of Christ isn't just a reset button, it's a rescue. Jesus didn't come to make bad people better. He came to bring dead things to life. That's what grace does. Every story we looked at today, Rahab, Peter, the woman caught in adultery, it didn't end in shame. It ended in redemption. And that same invitation is open to you, and it's open to me. Let's look at Romans 5:20. This reminds us that God's grace doesn't show up with just enough to cover the mess. It shows up with more than enough, more than your guilt, more than your failure, more than your worst moment. Maybe you're thinking, I knew better. I've messed up too many times, and so many other things that plague our mind and thoughts. But the message of the gospel isn't that you've sinned less than others. It's that Jesus paid it all. There is no sin too great that grace cannot cover. I want to say that again. The message of the gospel isn't that you've sinned less than others. It's that Jesus paid it all. There is no sin too great that grace cannot cover. And there is no wound so deep that His mercy cannot reach. Grace isn't hesitant. It doesn't hold back. It rushes in and it overflows. Sister, if this episode spoke to the part of you that's been weighed down by regret, would you share it with a friend who might also need the same reminder? And if you're ready to start again with grace, not guilt, take one small step today. Open your Bible, whisper a prayer, or simply sit quietly with Jesus, because His mercy is already waiting for you there. I'll see you next time.